Welcome back to Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio and your morning tradition with Mike and Lisa Austin, because we are
living our faith.
There you go. Yeah, that's kind of fun. That's kind of neat. Michael Murphy joins us again with our Latin word of the day. And as usual, I came up with a word and it all kind of links to a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm just going through the
missal. It's not simple, you're saying?
No, not usually.
Complex.
And I'm a simple guy. But I'm going through the missal and I'm going, oh, okay, salutaris, that kind of thing. And Michael says, well, then we've got, and on he goes. So, Michael, welcome to your morning tradition.
Thank you for having me.
So, salute is, that's where we get, the salute, where you hand up to your head and you're, hello. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I learned one time, that goes back to medieval times with the face visor, when you they'd have to lift that up in order to look out.
Oh!
The hand to the head, hello. Mm-hmm. I don't know how real that is, but
no,
that's what I was told.
I think that's a very, very likely account for it.
But beyond a greeting and beyond a salute, we have much deeper meanings, I'm sure.
Sure, but if we could go on a little further with the greeting and salute, let's talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
What we have. Salute is one form of the noun salus, which means help.
Let me just interrupt. You said salus means
It means help.
And help.
It also means salvation.
What's the ultimate health? Your salvation.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so there's a connection between the word salus and salvere, which is salvation. That's about to save.
Right.
So if I say, as they did in the ancient times, when you met somebody on the street, your welcome word would be salve. And I'll show how this connects even further in a minute. What you had in response is vale, which means farewell or be well.
Okay.
So maybe at the beginning of a conversation, you'd say salve.
And hello. They would say vale.
Or hail, right?
Hail, okay. Yes.
Salve Regina.
Yes.
Hail.
Hail.
Holy Queen. But when you came to the close of your meeting, you'd say vale, farewell.
Ah.
That's right.
Well, salutatorian is the first address that's given at a graduation. It's
right.
The introductory address. It's the hello.
Valedictorian
is the close.
Hello.
Wow.
There it is.
Because valedictorian comes from vale, which is well,
mm-hmm.
or farewell.
Right.
Dict comes from the Latin verb dicere, which means to say farewell. So a valedictorian's his address at the end of is at the end of the graduation.
Right.
So you have the salutatorian, usually the second ranked in based on GPA in the class.
Yep. Right.
And then the valedictorian, which is the number one, and he gets the farewell address.
My best friend from school was our valedictorian, and I still am in touch with him to this day, 30 whatever years later. Mm-hmm. But you know what I can now do, Michael? I can ask him. I'll say, "Yeah, you were the valedictorian, but you have no idea why. You were the last speaker, Mister." So, but and right away I go to, ladies and gentlemen, next time you're at a volleyball game, you're watching farewell ball is what you're watching, right? Volleyball? No? Is that wrong?
So.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Okay, as we usually do here on their morning tradition. So we started off with salus.
Which is health.
Health. And I like that. So when someone raises a glass, salute, they're
that's
really saying
right.
to your health.
That's right. Sláinte in the Gaelic.
You got to bring the Irish in, don't
you? Yes, I do. Well, my name is Murphy. I can't escape that. It's an interesting observation, but I think that's a fairly universal idea across cultures that we drink to people's health, or we want to give blessing to them. We want blessing to to be bestowed upon.
Oh, even in pagan cultures, mm-hmm. we went to the island of Fiji on our honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and they had a whole ceremony around this coconut shell full of what looked like dirty dishwater. But it was a ground up root in the water. And they had a little song and a little salutation that you had to say as you handed each other the
dirty dishwasher.
The coconut full of dirty dishwater. And then you drank this stuff. I don't even remember what it was. What
doesn't
was
sound
that?
Too yummy.
It didn't have a real taste, but boy, did it ever have a punch. It made your tongue numb, kind of.
Yeah, it did.
So, and there you go.
It made you sleepy.
It did. But that's a whole nother story. salus.
So we do drink to each other's health. That's
in many different cultures, in a lot of different ways. So we come to salve.
Right.
And salus. Am I saying it right? Salus.
Yes. Well, yes, you have salutary. If something salutary, it's something that's good for their health. You have a prayer, a Catholic prayer. It's, O saving victim, opening wide the gates of heaven before us. O salutaris hostia.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right? A saving victim.
So, and vale, we've got valedictorian. Let's find some more words with vale, saying goodbye. Vale. Volare, is that something?
Well, that's actually to fly.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
As opposed to a VA.
Okay. Couldn't it be to fly away, though, as you're going? I'm just trying to make myself right, Michael. I'm just trying to make myself sound like I made sense.
Well, I like what you were going to go and explain how this whole thing works.
Oh, the declension.
Right.
Okay.
Right, I like that. So it was salus, right?
Yes. Well, you have... you have singular and plural forms of a noun, but even within those, you have cases. You have a nominative case, which refers to a subject. It's a subject. It's a noun used as a subject of a sentence. Mm-hmm. You have genitive, which is what we refer to in English as possessive. So, of health, as opposed to nominative, which would be just health.
Right.
Dative, which is kind of the way we use indirect object in English, to health or for health. Anyway, the fourth case would be accusative, which is a direct object.
Right.
Then we have the fifth part, the fifth case is ablative, which is usually when we're using prepositions by or from, by health. Vocative is the final, and it's not used as often. It's the final case, and it's usually a sort of oration. Maybe it's a prayer. In fact,
salus and the salus? It's the same. The nominative and the vocative. Why is that?
Well, it depends on context. Maybe I'm just saying health is important to me.
Right. Father Wood touched on that before, though. It all depends on kind of what comes before or after. It's
right.
It's within context.
He talked about that last week.
Yeah.
O salus would be O health.
Right.
That's when you know it's evocative, because vocare, it means to call.
Okay.
You're shouting.
Right.
It's like an exclamation.
And the nominative, then, of the salus is more of a...
It's more of an indicative. It's used, maybe not indicative, but it's used as just a regular declarative sentence, in a declarative sentence. Health is restored.
I see.
Okay.
A statement.
Yes,
a fact.
A statement. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
We are going to run short on time, so we're going to wrap this one up. Salute to you. No, how would I say? Okay, how
vale.
Would I say this? No, vale. You have to say that back to me, Michael.
I'd say salve.
And I say vale.
That's right.
We're going to do that from now on whenever we see each other. And people are going to go, what are they saying?
Hello. And then you say goodbye.
And if I have my helmet on, I'll raise the visor like a salute. That'll be fun, because I've been known to wear that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Murphy and the Latin word of the day and our fun little segment here. Well, I think this is kind of fun, digging into stuff like that. We're going to get back here and take care of the final segment of the show. Mike and Lisa Austin on your morning tradition right here at Magnificat Media. Let's all say it together. living our faith. Say that in Latin, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me get back to you on that.
Oh, okay.
Little coffee, drinking music. Mike and Lisa Austin back with you again here on your morning tradition. MagnificatMedia.com at Magnificat Radio. It's been a pretty good morning.
Pretty good morning.
It has been.
I always say, you wake up breathing, it's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is.
You can't beat that. All right, well, we're just going to kind of cap off the show this morning. Lisa and I were talking about all the things that we've got lined up for you and some of the guests that are lined up on the way. First and foremost, can I just say we're trying to incorporate more prayers and just to kind of, I don't know, just if you like praying along with us, we sure do appreciate it. You know, we do the rosary a couple times a day. We do, the Angelus, Magnificat, St. Michael prayer. I think we're going to add a prayer for priests. We're always adding prayers. And if you would like to, like if you have a group at your chapel and you'd like to record yourself on your smartphone or whatever doing prayers,
yeah,
shoot those in an email off to us. We'd love to put them on because, you know, I think people would like to hear and pray along with folks other than just us.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
Sure.
And I bring that up because we need more prayer and we're going to put more prayer on the air. Prayer on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article. And maybe you saw this. Was it last week? This satanic statue. And I'm a little shaky and vague on where this was going to be and did it actually get put up. I thought they were going to put it in Oklahoma City because they had the Ten Commandments.
Right.
But they had to take the Ten Commandments away. But then something happened. Anyway, I think it's in Detroit. I'm just saying, it's out there.
Right.
Detroit,
I think it is in Detroit.
Is it? Okay. It's an 8.5 foot tall bronze statue unveiled, it was last Saturday, from the Satanic Temple, people. The Satanic Temple put up don't scandalize yourselves. I don't mean to scandalize you. They had pictures on the internet of it.
Oh.
And it's this, I don't know, it's like a cow's head with the pentagram
thing
and
this
stuff. But there's two children at this thing's lap looking up, oh, hello. You know what I mean?
Ew.
It's twisted, bizarre. And God love you folks at the St. Joseph Church who...
250 people.
Got together for Mass, and they had a Mass in protest against the satanic statue.
Yeah, thank God for them.
And so... it said the statue was originally planned for the state capitol in Oklahoma City until Oklahoma's Supreme Court banned all religious displays. And see, this is what we're getting to. Because now that they say, well, the Satanism, that's a religion, so, oh, well, then that's, if you can have your manger scene, then we can have this. And if you can have your Ten Commandments, then we can have the satanic statue.
But you're talking about two separate things, right? Because one's in Oklahoma and this one's in Detroit.
Right. They were originally going to put it in Oklahoma.
Got it.
But now it's in Detroit and it is unveiled.
Right.
I don't know where it is, but it's in Detroit.
You know, we've always had to make the choice, right, between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had to do that. But now with all this stuff coming out after I've read that article, we have to publicly now make a choice. We have to raise our voices and we have to publicly announce that God is real, that He is worth defending. And we really need to get out our rosaries and pray.
In public.
In public.
Yes.
That's what they did for Lepanto, did they not?
They did.
The Pope said, pray with me. The people prayed, and they won. And they didn't have a very big army.
Wasn't it Oklahoma City where they did that black mass last year?
They did.
And there were a lot of Society of St. Pius X folks that went down.
Yes.
Where they did a procession, they had mass.
It's time to defend the faith publicly. It's time. This is getting way out of hand.
Well, and it's going to get worse,
yes.
I think at Christmas, you're going to see this type of thing going up because, you know, if towns wanting, well, we have already seen that in the past, but I think we're going to see more of it. Towns putting up major scenes and that, well, if you can do that, then we can do this. And I just think it's going to get worse and worse to the point where, okay, as we see the authorities, oh, okay, well, then we'll just ban all religious items. So we're going to take the Ten Commandments away. We're going to take in God. You watch. They're going to take in God We Trust off the money.
Oh, yeah. They've been wanting to do that for a long time.
It's coming. It's coming. They're going to take it. All of those monuments in our capitals, they're going to chisel them away. And that's just the beginning. That's just physical stuff. That's just the beginning. We got to hit our knees, as Father Isaac would say. What do we do, Father? Hit your knees. Get on your knees.
Right.
First and foremost.
Right.
And believe in what you're saying. How many times do we say our rosary? How many times do we say an Our Father, a quick three Hail Marys, and boom, we're out the door, onto our day? And they're the words. I'm guilty of it too.
So you're saying put more meaning into it. Really think about what you're saying.
And unleash the gates of heaven. So anyway, that was up. And here are some of the guests we're going to have and some of the segments we're working on for you. We mentioned before Louis Tafari. He's going to be on with us. I'm hoping yet this week we're going to talk about the Santa Fe pilgrimage in depth and what that involved, that marble cross and why it is in the location it's in and the historic steps of Coronado.
Right.
That you walk during, I think it's part of that pilgrimage. I don't think the whole entire pilgrimage is in his steps, but
it was 33 miles.
Yeah.
And don't they walk in the night?
They do.
They don't even take a break.
Stop.
Well, they take a break.
Like every 3 or 4 miles
for a
banana. But
they don't take like a rest period for like 8 hours.
You don't stop and camp out. You start in the afternoon, you walk all night. Well, we'll find out from Louis Tafari. Father Peter Scott, who is, I believe, going to be on with us on Friday, and we're going to talk about this.
We're going to try and work that in.
Yeah, we're going to try and work that in with, he's going to be on via Skype from South Africa, which I just still think is cool.
So do I.
So Father Peter Scott will be on with us talking about, of course, we'll still have his Ten Commandments thing at noon, and again at 7, and we're talking Central Time U.S., noon, and then I think it's on at 7 o'clock later in the evening, just before Mrs. Weigel. And her bedtime stories.
Yes.
Worked out pretty well. Anyway, so Father Scott's going to be on talking about the school there in South Africa.
Yep, they have an apostolate there, and they're growing it, and they just had a blessing of the school, so we're going to talk about that, what it all entailed.
Okay.
And more about their apostolate, what they're doing, what they're trying to grow.
What some of their need is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we're also planning another series of interviews with Father Scott on the upcoming synod. Mm-hmm. In October. And I think John Venari, once he gets settled in from his trip from Italy.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to talk
with us. He wants to be on and talk about that, too. So, and hopefully we can chat with Father Cyprian from out at the monastery and what they're all into. Some of the things we're working on for you here at Magnificat Radio. And you don't have to be a priest to be on our shows and to do a segment. You don't have to be, well, you do have to have something to say, obviously, because sometimes we don't. We get on a ramble. No, what I'm saying is, we're going to have, there's a young lady on who is a, Elizabeth, we were going to talk with her.
Right.
She has a blog about living a traditional lifestyle.
Yes.
In the modern world.
Yes. I thought it was pretty good, too.
It is pretty good. And even in her photographs, her hair looks like she's done up from the 30s or 40s. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to her about that.
That's coming.
All of that and more, all coming up here on Magnificat Radio. Stay tuned as we grow this, and it becomes eventually all, I think, talk shows with some liturgical music and prayer in between each segment throughout the day, all day long.
And then, we are still trying to get the Mass for Sunday. We are still working on that.
Yeah, we will definitely get a Mass on Sunday for folks who can't get out, and we will have Mass, I think, probably several times on Sunday for different time zones, different places around the world.
Absolutely, yes.
And so that's what we're into here, and that's what we're trying to do. We appreciate any support, from prayers. Your prayers, greatly appreciated. We've got a couple of convents praying for us now. The monastery is doing Masses for us. We are publicly funded. Does that make sense? Publicly funded. There's a donate button here on the website. Anything you can kick in would be greatly appreciated.
Yep.
And we've applied for our 501c3. And
working on that too.
So all of that and more is coming up. Hey, thanks a lot for being here this morning. We appreciate it. Our thanks to Lewis Lloyd talking about music.
Oh, he did such a great job.
And he will be back again next week to talk about dancing, the art of dance. He is Lewis Lloyd of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Lord of the dance? Lloyd of the dance.
Yeah. He's,
okay. Thanks,
cute.
Michael.
What?
I said cute.
Thanks, Michael. Another word I never use, cute. Thanks, Michael Murphy, for the Latin word of the day and for working in a little Irish as well. So appreciate that. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll replay the show again later. And unless you're hearing it as a replay later, then we won't.
Right.
Makes sense. Have a great day. Your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin, Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com.
Living our faith.